Folks from Baltimore's National Aquarium traveled to New Jersey yesterday to release a harbor seal they treated for more than 2 months back into the Atlantic Ocean. Katie Bikus of Delaware Public Media was there.
More than 60 people watched as a harbor seal named Phil wiggled his way out of a crate and into the Atlantic Ocean in Sandy Hook, New Jersey. Kimberly Fallon is from Hazlitt, New Jersey. She and her family were heading to the Sandy Hook Lighthouse nearby when they heard about the seal release.
It was amazing. It's special to see, like, it happen in real life. I feel, like, connected to him, and I really hope, like, he does well out there.
Phil is the National Aquarium's 200th animal rescue release. When he came to them mid-April, he had an eye irritation, likely from being in fresh water too long. Kate Schaefer with the National Aquarium says he was dehydrated, but his overall body condition was okay. During treatment, he slowly started to gain weight. He came in weighing 120 pounds and left at about 170.
And a few of the times, because of his size and because of the procedures that we needed to do, we actually had to sedate him and put him under anesthesia, which can be a little risky with these guys. So we were very happy that he responded well to those treatments.
And Phil was a unique case. He's an out-of-habitat seal well-known in Delaware for staying in a Kent County pond all winter. Suzanne Thurman is the director of the Marine Education, Research, and Rehabilitation Institute in Delaware. She says Phil likely stayed because he had no competition for food.
He was often sighted, just gorging himself on the fish that were available. And because there was no shortage, there was no real reason for him to leave.
In April, Phil worked his way into mud and got stuck. Volunteers came to his rescue and transported him to Baltimore, where he stayed until his release. As for where Phil could go, Schaefer says,
we really have no way to know where he's going to go. He may stay around here. There's some suitable habitat here, or maybe he'll head north to cooler waters.
And this may not be the last we hear of Phil. The aquarium placed a tag on him to track where he goes. He'll have that tag until his next molt. I'm Katie Pikus, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.